message.
You know, I've been thinking, negativity is kind of like an addiction. Not like coffee or chocolate, though. No, those are the fun ones. Negativity is more like those mystery candies that you find in the pocket of that coat that you haven't worn in a really long time. You don't know how they got there, but you keep unwrapping them anyway, thinking, well, maybe this one won't taste like despair. Negativity sneaks up on you. At first, it's harmless. You stub your toe and you're like, of course, my day is ruined. Classic me. That's the gateway complaint, my friends, because after that, you're just chasing that high. Your friend gets a promotion? Well, that must be nice. Your neighbor's lawn is greener. Probably fake grass. The weather's perfect. Too perfect. Definitely global warming. And the thing is, once we start, we cannot stop. Negativity rewires our brains. It's like our mind goes, oh, we're spiraling now. Cool. Let me just pull up the worst possible memory situations and outcomes real quick. Suddenly, you're in this negative montage set to the soundtrack of your inner critic, who, by the way, sounds suspiciously like your third grade gym teacher. Negativity is also contagious. Have you noticed that? You'll be sitting there minding your business and someone walks in and, oh, traffic was awful, my boss is an idiot, and don't even get me started on gas prices. And before you know it, you're like, yeah, and another thing, why are cucumbers wrapped in plastic? You didn't even know you cared about that. But here's the kicker. Negativity is exhausting. It takes so much energy. It's like running a marathon in flip-flops. You ever meet one of those people who's just relentlessly positive? You know the ones. At first, you're annoyed. Like, what are they on? And can I have some? But deep down, you know that they are living their best life while you are over here rage tweeting about your Wi-Fi. So, what is the rehab for negativity addiction? Therapy? Meditation? A week in the woods with no Wi-Fi? Well, probably all three. But honestly, I think it begins with catching ourselves mid-spiral. Like, when we're about to rant about how Starbucks spelled our name wrong for the third time, maybe just pause and think, is this the hill that I want to die on today? Spoiler, it's not. In the end, negativity is like that ex who just keeps sliding into your DMs. Sure, it feels familiar, but it's not good for you. So next time negativity comes knocking on your door, just say, thanks, but I'm in a committed relationship with gratitude now. And then block it. Because life is too short to live in a bad mood. Unless you're British. Then it's just called having a personality.